Is a disc the same thing as a hair? What's it called? A hair?
No, a harrow has got teeth in it. Just maybe inch in diameter or something like that, and 8 to 10 inches long. It fits in a little frame and on a, and built on a frame that you can just run over the land. That pulverizes your land and levels it, you know, and breaks up all the clods and stuff like that. It just makes your land pretty and helps it. A lot of time we'd break that land, it'd be rough, and we'd run over harrow over, you know, before we'd lay off our rows, before we'd make up our rows to plant. And then in broadcasting stuff, we'd always, a lot of time we'd, you know what broadcasting is, just sowing stuff and just plowing it under and leaving it, just leaving it flat. Don't have it in rows. Well, then that harrow was the very thing to, if you planted your stuff, to run over that and level your land real level. Then when we got modern enough, we had mowing machines and stuff like that to cut our hay, you know, it'd be smooth.
Did you broadcast in a field just like you?
Oh yeah, just go out anywhere you want to and just throw the seed on top of the ground and then plow them under and then hay it. That's what we used to do.
Now, I've heard about a patch, but I don't really understand what the difference is in a field and a patch.
Well, about the only difference, I'd say, just a little old place they'd call a patch, and a big place they'd call a field. It's a usual thing, you know. If they had a little old place there, just 2 or 3 acres, something like that, they'd say that patch up there in the corner of the pasture, the corner of the place, or they'd say that old field over yonder, you know. You'd refer to a field as a larger place than you did a patch. So a patch is referred to as a small place.
You can plant the same things in a field as you plant in a patch.
Oh yeah, it's all just land is all there is to it. That's just a word that we use for the identifying something like that, and why we done it and why it ever started, I don't know. But you know, it started like, I never did know why they said an ox yoke, that thing you put over the head, let them pull by. I never know why it's called an ox yoke or a single tree or a single tree, you know. Well, you kind of see why a single tree be a single tree and a double tree, you know. You can kind of see a little sense to that. But there's a lot of things that we always use words to identify things. That how it started, I don't know. And why we done it, I don't know.
Did your fields have fences around them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had to have fences around our fields.
What kind?
Oh, you have a kind of world. You know, they started in at first. Nearly all of this country, when it was first settled, was fenced with rails.
With rails? Tell me about that.
Split timbers out of big pine, big trees, oak or pine, either one. Split pieces of timber, just the size you wanted, maybe 4 inches in diameter. It wouldn't be square or nothing like that, but just take old maul and wedges and just split your timber and fence your land, just them old rails. It was a terrible job. You'd take them old rails, you'd have to lay them this way, and then you'd have them zigzagged. They'd put a pole here, and they'd put a pole there, and a pole here, and a pole there, and sure. They just stack it on up till they got as high as they wanted. Maybe say, you heard them talk about the old 10-rail fence or eight-rail fence. Just put as many rails on as you wanted.
And it'd be zigzag.
They didn't have to put them together with nothing because they'd cross them like that to where they'd stay together, you see. They have corner in the fence, you know. Every panel would have a corner in it, you see.
Oh, was there more than one kind of those rail fences, or was that just those?
Well, that was the main thing the old-timers had, was just that old rail fence like that. Of course, I have known them to put up posts and nail strips between the post and then put the rails down, you know, and run it straight like that. You know what I'm talking about? You put a post here and a post there, and then run your rail there, you see, and the other rail right on top of that rail, you see, and run them like that.
Connect them to the post somewhere?
Well, they'd be connected to the post with those cross pieces that's in between the two poles that you set up. But that'd be just that much more trouble because you have to put two poles, one pole here and one pole here in the ground, you see, with the post.
Oh, you put the rails between them?
Yeah, put the rail between them.
Oh, I see.
And then, of course, the first time you started, this rail would be on this, and then the next time you put another rail, it'd be on top of that rail, you see. And it wouldn't be so pretty, but it'd be there. It'd keep the stock from getting out. But then, of course, they finally begin to get wired to fence the places with, you know. But